Surratt.
I am the morning DJ
at WGN.
7:40, and you heard the news. Pat Fitzgerald signed an extension to remain at Northwestern for the next 10 seasons. He's on the Team Hochberg phone line right now. Congratulations, Coach.
Hey, Bob. Good morning. Mr. Cat, good morning. Hope everybody's well. Happy New Year to all of our great Cat fans, and great to be on with you guys.
Let's get right to it. How do I get one of those 10-year deals?
Well, you get the privilege to coach great young men, and you have a great staff, and just so thankful for the support of the university. And just so thankful, you know, so grateful, and couldn't be more honored, humbled, and excited about the future, to say the least. We're some great things going on up here on the shores of Lake Michigan and Evanston, and it's because of the great young man we get to coach.
Okay, you can tell us, how close were you to an NFL job?
I'll be very honest with you. I'm very, 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 very happy to be at Northwestern Wildcats. So you just work through the process, and we had conversations at the end of the season, and that was just humbled to know that you're doing a good job from leading, and it's not because of you. And so, our focus was on just making sure everything for the program, for our players, and for the future was where it needs to be, and just incredibly grateful for the support of the university.
What does this do in terms of, and congratulations, by the way, what does this do in terms of sending a message to your players, to recruits, to the fans, that you're going to be here for the long haul?
Well, I think it shows the commitment mutually between the university and our program that we believe in what we're doing. We believe in the process that we have, and we know we can improve and get better, and we're fully committed to doing that and doing it the Northwestern Wildcat way, and we're proud of that. We're proud to have the highest graduation success rate in the country and our highest team GPA and the highest we've been ranked in the final polls, in the top 10, and be a top 10 academic institution. We've got the best of both worlds, and we're fully committed, and it's a perfect fit for all of us. And if I'm a recruit right now, there's, I think, no program, with a higher trajectory than ours, and a university and a program that I think is in lockstep and fully committed to embracing what this university is, and that's to develop leaders for the future and use it through our great game and truly develop our guys to be the best they can be individually and the best we can be collectively as a team. And listen, we haven't accomplished the goals we want, and even when we do, Dave, we're not going to stop. So I'm just really honored and really thankful for our players and our staff. That's what's really been fun here the last about 12 hours is just the text messages from our guys that have graduated and have moved on, and it's because of them, and I'm just very thankful for it.
As difficult as this year was to get through it during a pandemic, to play without fans, to accomplish what you did on the field, in spite of all the difficulties, all the hurdles you had to overcome, was this in some ways maybe the most fulfilling, the most satisfying season you've had in your 15 years?
Yeah, it's hard to compare, Dave, because every team is unique and different. But from the adversity and the challenges, not only with the pandemic, but the challenges that, our entire society has gone through, working hard to come together and really work hard to be there for each other, supporting our guys in their activism and through improving social justice. We got a long way to go, and I couldn't be more excited about the opportunity to be their leader. And I'm just... As I look back, I haven't really had time to exhale a little bit. We're just getting going on the football cut-ups right now and looking at each play and dissecting, why and what happened and how we can get better. But from the leadership that we had in our locker room, the brotherhood, the way the guys played for each other, it was truly a blessing to be their coach, and I'm really proud of the guys and really thankful for them.
Who have been your mentors in terms of people you look up to, managing, coaching, your idols?
Yeah, Bob, it starts at home. I'm just, my mom and dad, I think we're just humble people that from the South Side, our family's just, hardworking Chicagoans that you know, my mom and dad didn't go to college. And, you know, when this opportunity presented itself for me to get an education at Northwestern, you know, my mom and dad never forget it. When I was with Tom Saliga at Sandberg and Larry Lokenk, you know, then my parents just said, listen, when we were in a meeting, there's no school that can provide you the opportunities that we can't provide you, like Northwestern. And, you know, now you look back at decisions that you make in your life, I would say it starts and ends at home. And, you know, I would say to all the parents out there, you know, if I can do it, your kids can do it too, from a standpoint of getting to Northwestern, being able to achieve your goals and dreams. You just got to set high standards and be there for them. And you know, we didn't have much, but we had tough love, and I'm really grateful for them. But from a coaching standpoint, you know, it started at a young age, started playing football in the second grade, and you know, up through Sandberg and the great coaches there, you know, starting with the Roland Park Pioneers, Sandberg, and then here with Coach Barnett and his staff, and Coach Walk, Tom Cable, you know, Ron Vanderland. And then, you know, I try to pick everybody's brain that I can. If it's CEOs, if it's amazing men like Pat Ryan and Lanny Martin, Bill Osborne, the list goes on, our trustees, Steve Wilson, I could keep rattling them off if you'd like. I mean, there's just so many successful leaders that I get the privilege to be around and learn from, Larry Geese. I mean, the list goes on, that have just been so great. I'm so grateful that they share their wisdom and their expertise, and just try to improve every day.
Just one quick thing, we'll let you go. I don't know if you know this. There's one bit of fine print in your contract that requires you to sit in with me on a basketball broadcast now and then by popular demand. So
I don't know if it's popular demand, but maybe it's necessity because of other issues. But listen, that was one of the funnest games I've ever been a part of. I enjoyed the heck out of it, and Coach Meyer does a great job. Listen, I don't want to step on his toes, but any chance I get, and you know, we're going to get it turned around. There's no doubt. Love CC, and really proud of what Coach McEwen's doing. I mean, it's really surreal right now up here. We have 19 varsity sports, and football is the only team not competing. It's really. The pandemic has created a lot of challenges, but now seeing that Illinois high school sports are going to play, I'm ecstatic. We're trying to figure out how our son Jax is going to play basketball and football in the same season. So it's great that the kids get back out there in all the sports. Let's keep them healthy and safe, and let them go out and play the sports that they want to play. But I'd love to get out there and call another game.
You got it.
Also, in the small print in the contract, you guest host the 5 to 6 a.m. hour of our morning show Monday through Friday, so good luck with that.
You don't want your numbers to go down, Bob. they're doing great, so let's keep them up. But appreciate you guys. Thanks for the opportunity this morning, and to all of our great Wildcat fans. We really look forward to getting back in Ryan Field with you next year. We appreciate your support this year, and going to continue to work relentlessly to make you proud, and let's all stay healthy and safe, and love on each other and be there for each other. So thanks a lot, guys. Go Cats.
Yeah, continued success. Go get them. Pat Fitzgerald, thanks. And Pat's being very diplomatic and humble because I was reading about him. He declined an interview with the Packers.
That was a couple years ago.
But just recently, it was reported that the Falcons, the Lions, and the Texans had him on their radar.
It's the nature of this business that if you have success, people come after you. And most coaches, here's the amazing part. He's 15 years now. He's the sixth longest tenured coach in the country.
And he's a young guy.
And the longest is Kirk Ferentz at Iowa, who's gone through 22 years. He's right behind him in the Big Ten.
That's pretty amazing.
It is really amazing.